Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, in Athlone, Waterways Ireland today put on a display, a number of boats that were abandoned or sunk and were refloated from rivers and canals around the country. Those boats are being held in a storage yard, and a number of interested parties made their way, with many of them placing bids in writing on what it was that interested them. Well, our reporter Mike McCartney travelled to Athlone, where he first spoke to Sharon Lavin.
You're here today in Athlone for a boat auction. So these are boats that have been lifted from some of our navigations, the Shannon Erne, the Shannon, the Barrow, the Grand and the Royal Canals. These are boats that were either abandoned, derelict or unclaimed. There were 62 boats in total that were lifted, and we have 30 here available for auction today. So again, some of them in varying states of repair or of state, and they will be either purchased by individuals who will do them up for use again in the water, or again, they may use them as parts, some of them for doing up other boats.
Some people have come back to claim their items.
Yes, as I said, there were 62 that were lifted in total, and 32 of those were reclaimed by their owners. So the boats that are here today were not claimed by their owners. And again, hopefully they'll find a new home with somebody else, and with a bit of love and care, some of these will be back on the water again.
There is a big selection of boats, from trawlers to the perfect model for somebody starting out. Paddy Harkin of Waterways Ireland.
The green boat is a boat that came from the Shannon Erne waterway. It would originally been a Dutch barge, and it would have been on the canals around Amsterdam, and then it was brought to Ireland at some stage. It's still hulled, very good condition, and that's an ideal boat for someone to cruise on either the canals or on the Shannon.
Lot number one. It looks like something from James Bond. What is it?
Yeah, so it's a small Fletcher speedboat, and that was recovered from the Grand Canal in Hazelhatch. There's no engine on it, and it was obviously abandoned at some stage by its owner. So it's here today, and hopefully it could be given a new lease of life if someone were to buy it and put an engine on it, and it would be a nice little boat for cruising on the waterways or on the canals.
Now, this one beside it has some graffiti on it, but it's got the name White Wolf, so obviously it was a proud possession for somebody at one stage.
Yes, indeed. It came out of the Grand Canal at Hazelhatch as well. It was left and it sank, and I'd say that it might have been a case that the owner wasn't able to get it raised. It was quite awkward for us even to raise it up and refloat it and take it out of there. So it's another one that could get a new lease of life at some stage if the right person buys it.
So would the owner have contacted you, or what do you do when you find that there's a boat at the bottom of the river?
Yeah, so we put notices on the boats. We also sent letters to the owners where we would have the details of the owners, and then we put out notices to the public, and both on newspapers and on website, advising people that we are lifting boats from certain locations and that they should come and get their boats before we do. And if they don't go and take them, then obviously we will lift them and recover them and take them to here. And the tender process is now in place for any of those boats that have not been claimed. So in 2020 we lifted 62 boats out of the waterways. 31 have been reclaimed, and there are 31 here today for tender. For sale.
Now, Paddy, here is a boat that's not for sale. Tell me the background to it.
Yes, so this boat was on the Grand Canal as well. And from our point of view, it was abandoned. We had tried to make contact with the owner. We made local inquiries. We put notices on the boat itself. So we recovered it out of the canal and we took it to this compound here in Athlone. But subsequent to that, the owner contacted us to say that they did indeed own the boat and that they would like to reclaim it. So they have paid the fees for the recovery of the vessel. They've paid us for the cost that we have incurred, and they'll be coming in the next week or two to take their boat back to the Grand Canal.
There are a number of interested parties from all over Ireland. So where did you travel from this morning?
Ballyheck, in Artistown in Wexford, County Wexford, yeah.
And you travel all over?
We go anywhere, yeah.
What are you looking for?
Nothing really, but just to see what was here, you know.
Was there anything that caught your eye?
Yeah, the Heineken patrol boat there is interesting, like, and, but there's a few patches on there. I can see the bottom for a few patches and things, but they could be looked after, you know.
What's so special about it?
I'm kind of into small tugboats and things, you know, and that kind of a thing. And I have a tugboat at home, and, you know, I'm interested in boats anyway. I'm in boats since I was 14, so...
I came from Galway.
And do you go often to look at these particular boats?
Well, not normally, but this particular sale, there's a few boats in it that I thought could be of interest. I'm just looking for another one, thinking about another one for a particular purpose. So maybe, you never know.
Has anything caught your eye?
There's one or two have caught my eye, the little small Shetlands and things like that. I also think this is a very interesting boat, and I'm surprised it's ended up here.
Now, you're a Dub living in County Offaly.
I am indeed, yes. Yeah.
On the River Shannon, so I see you're well equipped, so you know your boats.
Well equipped and looking, yeah. We got the measuring tape out and we're taking measurements, so yeah, good fun. There's a couple of boats we've been looking at. This one here in particular is nice wooden boat we're looking for. We have a beer garden done out, but we're looking at the boat as a kind of feature of it and maybe have an indoor kind of little sitting area and stuff like that, yeah. So going a bit quirky end of it.
Shane Anderson of Waterways Ireland explains what happens after the bids are made.
Well, those people may submit a bid now on documentation that we provide here. And on a particular day, we sit down with a group of three people. We open the tenders and we make a spreadsheet indicating who has bid for what lot. And once we finalise that, then we ring and contact the highest bidder for each lot and offer them the vessel. They may decline because they've changed, the situation has changed. If so, we go to the second highest bidder and offer it to them. And once everybody has paid, we then allocate them a particular time on a particular date and we provide a 100-ton crane here and you arrive at your time, your allocated time, with transport and a suitable trailer. We put the vessel on a trailer, you tie it down and take it away, and that's the option. That's the auction completed then.
And the money raised, where does that go?
The money raised goes back into public funds.